This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 86 for Thursday, October 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Thursday, climbing above chart resistance as speculative short covering provided support. Canola up $3 to $5, November up $4.10 at the final bell at $622 per ton. That contract touched its highest level in 2 months today, and the fact it held above the $620 level at the close was seen as constructive from a technical standpoint. Malaysian palm oil hit fresh contract highs overnight, with European rapeseed and Chicago soy oil also stronger. However, losses in soybeans did limit the upside in canola. Uncertainty over the size of Canada's canola crop amid mixed yield reports as harvest operations progress across the prairies underpinned the futures. The Canadian dollar was weaker on the day, falling below 74 U.S. cents. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. The losses in beans coming despite the gains in soy oil. November soybeans down 10 cents at 10.46 per bushel. Reports the European Union is considering delaying anti-deforestation laws for another year were especially bearish for soybeans, as those regulations would have likely limited some Brazilian soybean exports, shifting more demand to the U.S. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 1.4 million tons were in line with trade expectations, but still the lowest level of the past 3 weeks. Corn, pressured by the good U.S. harvest weather, the December contract down 4 cents at 4.28 per bushel. Forecasts call for relatively warm and dry conditions across the Corn Belt for the next 2 weeks, which should allow for good harvest progress. Weekly U.S. corn export sales were solid, topping average trade guesses at about 1.7 million tons. Wheat future was due for a profit-taking correction after recent highs, with prices down across the board today. Minneapolis spring wheat down 3 cents in December at 6.46 per bushel. Kansas City down 7.75 cents in December at 6.11 and a half. And Chicago soft wheat down 11 cents at 6.03 per bushel in the December contract. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales did come in above trade estimates at 443,000 tons, which was supportive. Declining production and export projections out of Russia also continued to underpin the wheat market. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, October 3rd. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.